Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, March 3rd, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium. The holiday quarter saw iPhone sales grow for the first time after four consecutive quarters of decline, according to the latest Gartner data. Gartner suggests that Apple sold 69.5 million iPhones, up from 64.5 million for the same quarter in the previous year. This gave the company a 17.1% share of the global smartphone market, which is less than 1% behind leader Samsung in that quarter. And across 2019 as a whole, Apple was in third place behind Samsung and Huawei. Gartner explains that the iPhone XR and iPhone 11 helped drive unit sales for the holiday quarter. This is because of their lower price points when compared to the previous year, as well as when compared against the iPhone 11 Pro. Sales were also said to be particularly strong in China, where they grew 39% in the quarter, but Apple also saw growth in countries such as France, the UK, Germany, Brazil, and India. And going forward, analysts estimate that iPhone sales will start to grow again during the second half of 2020, thanks to the launch of Apple's first 5G iPhones, as well as the low-cost iPhone 9. In other news, Nintendo has announced that Mario Kart Tour on iOS is officially adding real-time multiplayer support next week. The feature will go live on March 8th at 8 p.m. Pacific Time, and there will be three different ways to play. The first way to play is with friends or other people who are nearby. In doing this, you choose your own rules and race against people who are nearby as many times and as often as you want. The next option is called Standard Races. These are races against players around the world to raise your overall grade in the app, with guidelines that change daily. So Nintendo sets these rules and you follow them, and if you win, you raise your rating in the app. Last but not least are Gold Races. These are available exclusively to Mario Kart Tour Gold Pass subscribers, and you compete with the best of the best for the highest grade, with four sets of rule changes daily. During the beta testing program in December, Mario Kart Tour multiplayer was limited to Gold Pass subscribers. But this time, anyone will be able to participate in the Friends and Nearby races, as well as the Standard races. Only the Gold races will be limited to paying users, and the Gold Pass in-app subscription is $4.99 per month. Mario Kart Tour multiplayer goes live on March 8th, but in the meantime, you can download the app from the App Store to start practicing. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium, provider of Mac infrastructure as a service. As anyone creating apps for Mac or iOS knows, Apple requires you to build with macOS on authentic Mac hardware. Unfortunately, this leaves many Mac developer teams working with their own hardware in-house, Mac Pros in a closet or a stack of Mac Minis under a desk. Mac Stadium has solved this problem by making Mac private clouds available in enterprise-grade data centers around the world. They're like AWS, Azure, or GCP, but for Mac hardware. And Mac Stadium recently introduced a new virtualization layer called Orca. This allows developer teams to use standard tools like Docker to create and manage scalable API-driven Mac clouds. For 9 to 5 Mac Daily listeners, Mac Stadium is offering 50% off your first 2 months of a Mac Mini subscription now when you enter code 9to5Mac at the link in the show notes below. A new report from the Wall Street Journal this week details Apple's dependency on China for its supply chain and how that's unlikely to change in the near future. The report explains that operations executives at Apple suggested as early as 2015 that the company should relocate assembly of at least one product to Vietnam. Doing this, the people believed, would have allowed Apple to begin the multi-year process of training workers and creating a new cluster of component providers outside of China. But upper-level executives are said to have rebuffed the idea, seemingly due to fears that the shift would be too challenging to undertake. So now, Apple finds itself nearly as reliant on China as it always has, with a minor focus on India as well. Apple is making some of its older iPhone models in India, such as the iPhone XR. And this week's report says that Apple had a plan to make the iPhone 11 in India as well. This would have signaled a major shift in Apple's strategy, with the iPhone 11 representing the first new model iPhone to be made outside of China. But when the time actually came to set up an Indian manufacturing facility for the iPhone 11, Apple halted the effort over fears that workers in India weren't ready for the skilled labor that Apple expects for iPhone production. The Wall Street Journal report comes as Apple faces some criticism for its reliance on China, especially as things are in flux due to the coronavirus outbreak. Even just today, a report detailed that iPad supply is constrained around the world due to slowdowns in production in China due to coronavirus. But despite the ongoing situation in China and the effects it's having on Apple's supply chain, the report says that Apple is unlikely to shift flagship iPhone production outside of China anytime soon. Simply put, Apple reportedly thinks that India isn't ready yet to produce high-end iPhones with OLED displays. And as Apple shifts all of its iPhone models to the OLED technology, it appears that production will remain in China for the foreseeable future. In other news, Apple has announced the winners of its Shot on iPhone Night Mode competition. You can find all of the winning images at the link in the show notes below. We've also got a full roundup of everything that Apple could potentially announce this month, including new iPad Pros, the iPhone 9, and more. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.